on, can you hear me?
Yeah.
First of all, it's a pleasure to wish Mazel Tov to everybody who participated in this wonderful program over the course of the Shabbaton last week, and they're participating in this celebration, the celebration of Torah learning. People didn't necessarily finish anything in terms of a siyum, but the idea of setting aside time for Torah is a tremendous value, and it's something to mark and to celebrate as well. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Shabbos, that after a person's time on this earth is over, so you appear before the heavenly court, as it were, and it says that you're asked a series of questions. The Gemara lists the questions. Some question what the exact order of the questions is, but not for right now. One of the questions which is asked of every individual is whether you are koveya itim la Torah. Kovata itim la Torah. Will you koveya time to study Torah? Now, the word koveya, kovata, is usually understood to refer to setting something fixed, establishing a fixed time. Did you have a fixed time for Torah study? With koveya itim, you establish a set schedule for learning. There's no doubt that that's tremendously important, because all of us throughout life, your age, my age, everything in between, and older and younger, we're all busy. The person must set aside time to learn Torah. The Rambam is very clear in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It doesn't matter if you're old or young, you're sick, you're not, you're healthy, whatever it is. A person has to have how much time? So the basic rules, but basically it's up to the individual to determine. But I encourage everybody at this age to make the habit to set aside a fixed time, whether it's even if it's a few minutes, be realistic, figure out what you can actually do, and that time should be precious and sacrosanct. You shouldn't veer from that schedule unless absolutely necessary, and you make it up. But a fixed time for Torah learning. Baruch Hashem, in the yeshivas, we have a fixed time every morning, we have shiurim. But even during vacation, Thanksgiving and otherwise, a person should have a fixed time for learning. That's the usual translation of kovata itim la Torah, and therefore we all want to be able to answer yes to that question. I did, Baruch Hashem, set aside time for learning. However, that word kovata, that shorish, that Hebrew word kuf, reis ayin, also has the connotation of stealing. Of stealing. Navi says in Malachi, Malachi is the last sefer in the Nevi'im Achronim, it's the last of the Treyoseh, the last of the 12 so-called the minor prophets. Malachi is the last one. He, together with Chagai and Zechariah, they lived at the same time at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. At the very end of Nevuah. After that, after Malachi, there's no more Nevuah, no more prophecy. That was the end of the period of prophecy. At the time of the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period, the Gemara says they were among the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, which set things up, 120-member board, so to speak, that set up many, many things at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. But Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, they were the last three Nevi'im. In fact, the last part of Malachi we read on the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, last parak, parak Gimel, and the pasuk it says at the end, the famous pasuk, "Hina Anochi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyahu Navi." The Navi says, "I'm sending," because God was promised to send Eliyahu Navi. The pasukim right before it says, "Zichur Torah Moshe," remember the Torah. Basically, what Malachi was doing at that point was signing off for all the Nevi'im. That was the end of Nevuah, and his last message was, "Zichur Torah Moshe," remember the Torah of Moshe. And now, Hine Anochi Shalach Lachem, because Baruch was basically saying, there's no more Nevuah now until Eliyahu Navi will come back. That'll be the Nevuah will continue. Until Eliyahu Navi comes and returns, no more Nevuah. So Malachi was saying goodbye in the name of all the Nevi'im. He was the last of the Nevi'im. A little earlier in that same parak, which we lay as our Torah on Shabbos HaGadol before Pesach, he complains about the Jewish people and part of some of their behavior. And it says, Ki atem kovim osi. Kovim, kuf, vav, beiv, ayin, yibem, atem, kovim, osi. And there it means you steal from me. Osi, atem, kov, magoy, kula, everybody. Now the particular reference there is that people were not careful with the mitzvahs of setting aside produce, trumas, maestros, and so on. It was stealing from this, stealing away from this mitzvah. But the word is kovim. And therefore some suggest that when we're asked and we're told about being koveya itim la Torah, the word koveya doesn't only mean to fix a set time, but also to steal time, steal away time from something else. Be koveya itim la Torah. take away time from something else, steal away some time for something else, from something else, and use it for Torah learning. Doesn't mean you shouldn't engage in any other activities. Doesn't mean a person shouldn't do his other work, or enjoy leisure time, or play ball, or read, or do other things he may enjoy. But you should take away a little time, steal a little bit of time from those activities to learn a little bit extra Torah. That's also the definition of Kavata Itim LaTorah. What's beautiful about this program is that we had a Shabbaton in a hotel, and there were opportunities to play ball, and to run around, and to goof around, hang with friends, all of it's important and beneficial, and many of us did that, even on Shabbos, to relax, and there's value to it. But everyone is here was Koveya Itim. We took time from potential other activities, from other things that you could have been involved in, which are of value. But you stole a little bit of time, a little bit here, a little bit there, and it added actually 6 hours. And that's the fulfillment on this level of being Koveya Itim LaTorah, to steal away time. And it's a lesson for life. It's a lesson for life. They say in the name of the Chassam Sofer that a person can achieve greatness in Torah in 1 minute. What does it mean? 1 minute here, and 1 minute there, a few minutes here, a few minutes a different place. You find yourself, you're on a bus somewhere, or you're waiting online somewhere. You have in your pocket a little Mishnayos. We gave out the pocket Mishnayos, you know, for the Siyam on last Thursday night. You have in your pocket, you take it out, you read a Mishnah, you read a line. You steal a moment here, you steal a moment there. It's amazing how much you can accomplish in that little bit of time, a little bit of time here, a little bit of time there. It all adds up. The 6 hours added up 360 minutes. That's what we're celebrating today. That's because you were covet and you took time from other things. A little bit. Not everything. You also did other activities. But that's also covet itim l'Torah. So it's a tremendous schus that all of you had. And it should be a lesson you take with you throughout your life. Be covet itim doesn't mean don't do the other things you need to do in life. Whatever you do in life, you have to do wholeheartedly. Otherwise, you shouldn't do it at all. Whatever you're supposed to do, do with your full attention. With your full effort. But the Koveya could steal a little bit here, a little bit there, a few minutes here, a few minutes there, maybe 60 minutes here and 60 minutes there. It adds up to a tremendous amount. So mazel tov to all of you, and may we all be able to answer when we're asked, Kavati Itim LaTorah, we can answer with an emphatic yes. Have a wonderful day.